Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available customer care specialist.
For quality assurance purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Good afternoon, Family First LLC's answering service. Beth speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a message from somebody named Sarah about cases that she has available in Lancaster.
I'm sorry, you received a message from Sarah, and it's regarding what?
Yes.
It was regarding what? I'm sorry.
Cases that are available in Lancaster.
I'm going to raise my volume because I didn't hear you for the second time. I'm so sorry.
Some cases that are available in Lancaster.
Regarding some what that are available?
Cases.
Patients?
Cases that are care. You need cases.
In
Lancaster.
I'm sorry. So you and you're looking to work, correct? You're an employee?
She texted me and asked me what is my availability. She said there were some cases available. How much do you all start at an hour?
That I wouldn't know if you've reached me and with their answering service.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No worries. So if you'd like, I can start a message for you. It looks like the office is now closed as of 5 p.m., but you said it might be for tomorrow, the cases. So if you'd like, I can start a message and ask
you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That's okay.
No,
so
she said
not regarding.
This is not regarding what? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you. So if this is not requesting an immediate call back for today, I can start an office message, attention to Sarah, and ask that she follows up with you tomorrow.
Yeah. She asked me, what is my availability? Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I will add that to the end of the message. And may I ask your name, please, to start this office message?
Sabrina Chance.
Thank you, Sabrina. That's Sabrina, and then Chance?
Chance.
Chance.
Like the word no, like the word take a chance.
Chance. Thank you, Sabrina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And may I ask the phone number, please, where you can be reached?
717-860-1215.
Was that 717-860-1215?
Yes, that's correct.
Appreciate that. And there's no extension. I will continue that message. Mm-hmm. And may I ask, is this your first or second call today returning Sarah's call? Is this your first regarding this matter?
That's my first because I just saw the message.
Thank you. May I have the patient's name, please?
Yes.
That's not applicable. You're just inquiring. And she asked
for
your availability.
She didn't give me no patient's name. She just said that she has cases available. Yeah.
Thank you. Again.
And she's asking me my date of birth?
And then I'm just going to bypass the patient's date of birth question and what town is the patient in. So I'm going to put not applicable because there is no patient to discuss right now. And I'm going to put attention, Sarah, and then Ruth. Returning call regarding availability. And then did you want me to add anything that you had a question regarding rate of pay, or do you want to speak with Sarah about that?
I can speak to her about that.
Understood. And you were all set. And thank you for calling. I will relay your message to their office. Take good care.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.